Welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. I'm Ludmila, founder and CEO of Rampic, a B2B digital marketing agency. We help tech founders get the most of their marketing effort and promote their stories to our audience. We believe that every tech founder has a unique story and their business needs attention. Stick around till the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can become our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Hello and welcome to B2B Tech Founders Launch podcast, the space where tech founders and leaders share their unconventional stories and vision. Today, I am here with founder and CEO at Wisdom, Samir Sinha. Samir, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be on this.
Samir, you have a very distinct and I would say extended corporate background. What brought you to this software like startup SaaS world?
Yeah, so a very interesting story. I'm not a born entrepreneur. I was more, like you correctly said, into the corporate world. Spent 20 plus years, half of which was at Oracle. So that's as corporatized as you can get. And I remember, you know, I can probably boil it down to specific moment when this happened. I think the year was 2015. And there was one particular quarter, you know, sales has lives their life in quarters, right? So there was one particular quarter where my team did very well, but Oracle did badly as a company. All right. And hence, you know, the funny thing was there was a cost freeze and I couldn't even get the money for a team dinner, even though my team had done very well. And that's natural, right? Because Oracle's a big company. There was a cost freeze all around. And I remember I pretty much had to pay out of my own pocket to sort of celebrate my team's performance. Right next quarter, my team did badly and Oracle did very well, all right? And as I sat in my seat, really sulking and in a very foul mood, I had balloons and streamers hanging from on top of the roof, right, of the ceiling, because Oracle was celebrating. I remember driving back home that day and saying, what's the impact that you have, right? You do well, the company does badly. You do badly, the company does well, which means the contribution that you're making to the company is insignificant. And I remember this word impact got stuck into my head, right? And I remember saying, you could continue like this forever and have little or no impact on the company's performance. And that sort of changed my outlook, right? So, you know, it was very clear to me that I wanted a very high impact, all right? Where if I do well, the company does great. If I do badly, then I get the brickbats, but so does the company, right? So I wanted a direct, visible sort of an outcome to my efforts, not like a drop in the ocean, right? So and that's in 2015, then I said, okay, but I am not a born entrepreneur, right? So I need to learn the ropes before I get started on my own. So I joined a couple of really good mid-market start from 2015 to 2020. And then, in fact, three mid-market startups, RateGain, Wingify, and RoundGlass, before I got started around COVID time with my own venture. Yeah, that's the story. So, sorry for the long-winded thing, but that's the, you know, that's the...
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. And I really like that pivotal moment that you had at Oracle, because some people do think that the sales compensations are somewhat unfair, and your story kind of confirms it. So tell us more about Wisdom. How does it help sales teams? How does it help to make the things a little bit better or even so, like the best things for the sales teams?
Yeah, 100%. And see, it's sort of an extension to the story we just went after, right? So out of Oracle, I went to these mid-market startups. And I realized that in Oracle, sales compensation is a way of life, right? You use that to motivate your sales teams all the time. I mean, it even forms like a water cooler chat. It seems, you know, you sit down with a friend and the first thing you say is, hey, how are you making? How much money are you making? Are you making enough? How do you make more? That person's made more. This person's made less. So the chat around salespeople is mostly about compensation. And these mid-market startups were a stark contrast. I wouldn't hear the word commissions, right? I sat down, my team didn't quite know how much commission they were making, how they could make more. They didn't really have a plan or a strategy for it. And that's where I could contrast my life, my time at Oracle with what was going on over here. And funnily enough, these mid-market startups were actually paying more commissions than Oracle was. So it boiled down to the accuracy and trust that people had in the compensation process. All right.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
It doesn't the precision. Yeah, please go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I was saying that it's very interesting that you're pointing out the accuracy and trust is the key drivers that sit behind the whole philosophy of your product. That's amazing. I love it.
Yes, and the example I love to give is you never double check or cross or question where Google Maps wants to take you, right? You blindly trust it, right? And that's what makes the power of it never sort of. At least 99% of the routine would never fail you, and that's the trust and accuracy that people need to have on their commission, right? Whatever whatever they're getting is what they were supposed to get, is what they had calculated, right? When they have trust in the process, that's when they will use it to motivate. If they question the calculation itself, or if they're not confident of the calculation itself, they won't be motivated by it, even if it's a lot.
That's very fair. Like, again, talking about the fairness and how the whole thing works. Yeah. And tell us a little bit more about gamification, because sales is a game, right?
Yes.
And you have the special profile of people playing the game, but not all the companies benefit out of that component. How does your product help to do that?
Yes. I have an analogy for it, right? So think about, you want to motivate somebody to lose weight. Right? What would you motivate them? I mean, would you say I'm going to incentivize you on losing a number of kilos or number of pounds? Because if you do that, then every day they're just standing on top of the weighing machine, right? And just look at it. That's not how you do it. What you would incentivize them for is the number of calorie intake and the number of exercise minutes, not on the number of kgs lost, right? The bottom line is that you don't incentivize outcome, you incentivize the right behavior, all right? And the classical example of incentivizing what's otherwise a very difficult thing to follow is the Apple Watch. The way Apple Watch incentivizes fitness. See, there you go, right? So, you know, so the way it incentivizes and gamifies fitness, right? It's actually made fitness, which is perhaps the most difficult habit to follow, it's made it fun. Just by saying, hey, you missed your move goal today. Hey, you did not close the ring today. Hey, come on, another one. You can get better than yourself last week. That's the gamification that we bring to sales behavior, right? So we say this in the company very often, that we want to be the Apple Watch of sales fitness. Right. So
that's a great positioning. And then, by the way, for everybody who is listening, the Wisdom website is wisdom.com. And if you'd like to connect with Samir, that's Samir Sinha. You can easily find Samir on LinkedIn. So wisdom.com or Samir Sinha on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much.
And Samir, talking about the features, and Wisdom has a lot of them that make the whole sales performance, I guess, a totally new, but totally exciting game to play. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you use AI? Because we talked a little bit about that you're like AI first sales performance company. So can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, 100%. And again, a beautiful question, because it's a follow on from the gamification part of it, right? So when we are talking behavior, and that means people will have different needs and different requirements, right? I, as a salesperson, I may be great at closing, but I'm not good at following CRM hygiene, right? Data hygiene. I may be great at data hygiene, but I'm not good at negotiating that. I may be great at negotiating, but I don't counter competition that well. So everybody has their unique needs in terms of what they need to work on or what they need to improve upon to get the better outcome, right? To get better at what they do. However, you have the same comp plan for everybody, right? And that's where there is a contradiction here. You can't have the same comp plan for everybody, whereas they all need to work on different things. And that's where we think AI can bring that element of personalizing the comp plan to some extent, maybe not to the whole extent, but personalizing the comp plan to some extent so that it aligns with the behavior improvement needs, right? You know, So we identified three big areas within sales, you know, pipeline generation, forecast accuracy, right? And finally, data hygiene, right? So what we basically do is we look at the past data of everybody, and everybody has their own style, right? So sales is like high performance sports. It's the closest to high performance sports, right? Everybody will have their own coaching plan. Everybody needs to have their personal coaching plan. And that's what AI can help you build. If you have your own sales coaching plan, then you can perform far better than having the same coaching plan across. And that's where AI can come in handy. Crunch all that data, bring in all the subjective requirements, take in the domain expertise, and then come up with that and constantly improve that plan, you know, based on the outcome on performance, right? So that's where we say, we really do think that's not just a buzzword. AI has the potential to transform how we look at sales performance in general.
That's honestly a very interesting trend to me, and I guess to everybody who's involved in highly dependent areas where like you depend on data. And we all know that companies literally sit on CRM data and they're not using it.
Yes.
Does Wisdom address that area?
Yeah, see, they don't use it because, you know, data, there is an interesting analogy about data, right? They say data is like water. The 97% of the world is full of water, but only 3% out of that is usable, right? So that's how data is. 97% of organizations is data, but only 3% of it is usable. So I sort of sympathize with companies because CRM data is unusable. It's just nigh impossible to put it all together to make sense out of it, right? And that's where, again, where the power of AI can help, right? Where it can sort of make sense out of unstructured and structured data, because you've got a lot of unstructured, you've got call recordings, you've got emails, you've got text, right? You've got tons of things that you can put together and then come up with something really, really unique. So yeah, so 100% AI Wisdom can potentially help you make CRM data more, convert them more into actionable insights, if you will.
That's fantastic. And I think that the application of AI that you've just kind of like walked us through, that's exactly what sales teams need. So like that's how you make your work more effective and more productive. That's amazing. So wisdom.com, the website is looking really great. So if you'd like to learn more about Wisdom, please wisdom.com. Or if you would like to connect with Samir, that's Samir Sinha on LinkedIn. And Samir, one of my favorite questions is, do you have like your favorite success story that you can share about Wisdom?
Yeah, I mean, it happened very recently, you know, where one of our customers actually went and spoke about how gamification had sort of helped their sales teams, right? So far, we were talking about the operational hassle and the automation, but I see gamification as a way of making sales teams more motivated. And because I come from that background, I sort of have a soft corner for sales teams, for motivated sales teams. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the work they do. So if I could sort of make their day more fun, energetic, and a healthy competition, then I'd love it. So this last case where a customer sort of went on the social and appreciated us for this particular gamification feature was one amazing success story for us, and we really celebrated it as a team.
That's great, because that's all like the sales performance is about, right? It is a game. If you made somebody very happy playing it, that's probably the best that your product can do in the sales performance.
100%. See, you do best what you love doing. You do best what you enjoy doing, right? You do your best work when you are having fun. And sales is so much rejection at times. And fact of the matter is, there is a lot that's not in your control, right? So you may have run the deal perfectly, something changes on the customer side, and things don't happen as per plan. So having fun is great because it keeps you going, right? It keeps you consistent, and it rewards you for those little things that may not be outcome related, right? So, you know, and the best coaches, sports coaches in the world know that if your performance, if you keep doing the right things over a period of time consistently, then performance is only a side effect of it all.
That's wonderful. And Samir, thank you so much for sharing all the stories and all the details about Wisdom. So that's wisdom.com and Samir Sinha on LinkedIn. If you need a sales performance booster, please check out the product. It looks amazing. It does amazing things. And Samir, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest on the show. I appreciate everything.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun talking to you, Ludmila. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, take care.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Ludmila here. Thanks so much for listening to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. If you are a B2B tech founder who would like to be on the show, visit podcast.rampic.agency. If you've got something from this interview that you would like to share, please go ahead and post the link to this episode on social media. Just grab a link, send it to a friend. If you know someone who will be a great guest on the show, tag them in your post to let them know about the show and include our podcast name, which is B2B Tech Founders Lounge, in your post. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are adding new episodes frequently, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. This means a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Visit us at Rampic Agency website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.